Jerry Bader Show, 1021. Todd Starnes told Sean Hannity this week on Fox News that the illegal immigrant children held at Lackland Air Force Base in Oklahoma are bringing diseases into America. The children have tuberculosis, scabies, and lice so bad you can see them running down their faces. A border doctor says a previously deported illegal alien with tuberculosis was ignored by feds. The president refuses to visit the border. He is now meeting with Governor Rick Perry on what's essentially a fundraising swing through Texas. This is a massive humanitarian crisis. There are no easy answers, but the right answer is to immediately stop letting these kids come in. And you don't detain them. You reject them at the border. Now, here's the problem, and here's where Republicans can go wobbly. Wow, we're insensitive. Well, yeah, why do you think that they are treating these facilities as maximum security, where they don't want images, they don't want interviews? Because they don't want the American public to know how bad it is and that it's really no better than being turned away. But parents are going to continue to do this if the immediate policy change by the United States isn't to say, no, you're not coming in. And this is where Democrats know how to play this game. They didn't give a damn about these kids. Now they want $3.7 billion, don't want to account for much of it. You know they're going to pad the hell out of that and spend money on things that have nothing to do with this crisis, and then they're going to call Republicans out for just not rubber stamping it. And if Republicans say what I just said, look, you can't let these kids come in anymore. Wow, you have no compassion. Well, what's your answer? Mike on the road. Mike, how you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Thank you, Jerry. The answer is very, very simple. If Republicans could actually grow a pair, they should not fund institutionalized child abuse. That's what's going on. That's why they don't want pictures. And if they fund it, they're complicit.
Actually, you're right. For right now, well, and here's the thing. Well, why do they need so much money for additional facilities? Because what's there is inadequate. Here's another answer. The one congressman who defied and said, no, damn it, I'm going to visit this place. Every Republican in Congress should be going down there. And with a gaggle of... Here's an opportunity they're missing. This is where they can finally use the media against Democrats. They should take this knowledge that the media is getting very limited dog and pony access to these things, and they should invite the media down, and I'm serious, Mike, like 50 to 100 Republican lawmakers, and demand access to those facilities with reporters in tow.
They should also, Jerry, give immunity to anyone in Health and Human Services and the Border Patrol who will speak out about this.
See, and this is what Democrats would be doing. Thanks a lot for the call. This is what Democrats would be doing. This is, and by the way, not just for political reasons, but as Mike said, this is a horrible, horrible crisis. Several, even some on the left, are describing it as the president's Katrina moment. Let me tell you right now, the false allegations that George Bush sat around with his thumbs in an anatomically dark place are true here. Just like every crisis, the excuse, well, we didn't know. Well, we didn't know. Well, we didn't know. I often tell my daughter, that doesn't work. Why didn't you know? It was your responsibility to know if she doesn't get something done. And yet, this is what they're trying. Well, you know. And now we're going to spend a bunch of money. Carl in De Pere. Carl, how you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah. First off, I think President Obama is lying when he says they're going to send those kids back. And I want to know if they're going to give each one of them a trial. What criteria can they stay, or in what criteria? criteria is they have to go? I mean, how are they going to determine who stays and goes, and how are they even going to investigate? I think this is all a sham.
Well, you know, and that's I think you're right about that, Carl, and that's where this whole thing comes into play. It's much like the larger debate over immigration. Why won't Republicans go along with any immigration reform? Because they don't trust the president to follow through with enforcement of the border that would be a provision of that. It's really the same thing here, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks a lot for the call. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. By the way, the caller is right. Lackland Air Force Base is in Texas. The story that I have from the Daily Caller, and I know that because my brother was stationed there in the late 1960s. So the caller is right. I don't know why the Daily Caller had that wrong, and I didn't catch it as I read through it. Dave in Green Bay. Dave, go ahead.
Morning, Jerry. Morning. I think what they should do is demand that they go right to the FEMA camps because they want to keep the FEMA camps empty for another purpose, and that would shine the light on the FEMA camps, too.
Well, you know, Rush had something on yesterday, and I didn't look into it. No, it wasn't Rush. Take that back. It was another talk show host. That some Democrat actually proposed Gitmo. Actually proposed send them to Guantanamo Bay. Look, the answer is don't let them in. And Republicans have to be very careful here not to screw this up. Not just politically, but what is right. You know, you can easily say, well, it's just not compassionate. You can't just turn them away. Dave, thanks a lot for the call. What are you going to do when, all right, we're not going to turn them away, and you've got liberals who want to give them refugee status? Good God. You think the southern border is bad now? Just wait. Andrew in Green Bay. Andrew, go ahead.
I'll tell you exactly what we're going to do. Harry Reid and Stretch Pelosi and all those other boneheads that are so enthralled by the flooding of our non-border border, they get to house them at their own dime. 100 go to Pelosi, 100 go to Reid, 100 go to Charlie Rangel and freaking Harlem. Let them deal with them on their own dime.
Well, okay, you know, and Andrew, that's a good point. Thanks a lot for the call. Here's what I would say. You can do that, but I think the real issue here, and this is the thing, well, it doesn't matter who caused it. Now we have to fix it. Yeah, it does matter who caused it. Basically, he set a match. He poured gasoline. Here's what happened. He did not set the match. There was a smoldering fire. There was a grease fire in the kitchen of a house. The president poured gas all over the rest of the kitchen with that executive order, and the house is now in full flames. And then, I need $3.7 billion to build a new house. Well, one, you burnt it down, and two, isn't that a little pricey for a house? No, you can't be asking questions. Paul on the road. Paul, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry, well, that only matters when it's a Republican, but, you know, your analogy that you just gave, that only matters
right.
When it's a Democrat, doesn't matter. The one thing, when you're talking about the disease and whatnot that's coming in, how long, you know, for several months now, periodically you hear about reports of diseases that have pretty much been eliminated from this country popping up here and there. Well, how the heck do you think where do you think these diseases are coming from? They're coming from the influx of illegals that are coming across, you know, into our country, and this has been going on for a while. We eliminated a lot of things, and a lot of it is coming back now. And my other point is, I'm tired of hearing this due process crap. They came into our country illegally. They should just be turned around and a foot put up their and back across the border. No due process. You walked across illegally. Get the hell out.
That is what they're going to have to do. But even Republicans are afraid of what has become a political cliche here, the optics of doing that. Got some good emails on this, and we'll take more calls. Kevin in Green Bay, hang on if you can. We'll get to you here in about five. It's 10:30.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.